Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amud Beis. Just a one note to make, and that is this week or two I'll be traveling in and out, so I'm putting up the dafim that weren't up yet, but I apologize that the dafim from the previous cycle are a little shorter. It was Slichas time in the last cycle, so they were shorter dafim given, but B'ezras Hashem will be able to cover everything at other dafim throughout the throughout our travels through Shas, but right now we are on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Chaf Amud Beis by the two dots. Ein mochrin lahem b'chulu. So the Mishnah had said that we do not sell to a goy mechuber lakarka, anything attached to the ground. The Mishnah said that on Yitas Amud Beis, and then we had a machloket. So you let us sell something that is now mechuber, but the deal is that he's going to cut it. So the Tanakama says that you can, Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot, it has to be cut first. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to, mocher hu amanas lakutz. So the Gemara here has a brisa that expands on that discussion. Tan rabbanan, mocher lam yin amanas lakutz vekotzitz. Says the Tanakama, says Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to sell him a tree, amanas, that he's going to cut it, vekotzitz, and they have to make sure he cuts it. Dev Rabbi Yehuda, Remeir Omer, Ein Mochel Lem Ela Katsutza. No, you can't trust them that they're going to cut it. You have to cut it right now. And again, as the discussion that came up on the last off, that's called a Chanoya Bakarka. If I give them a hold in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so then that is a problem. So therefore, you have to have it cut beforehand. Shachas, the second Machlokas, Shachas Amanaz Ligzos, if I could sell him Shachas, some type of Rashi, Tfuas Chitin Visaorim, Kodem Shetamali Bezirin, right? A very early stage of growth for Chitin and Saorin, says the Brisa, that same machlokas, right? You could sell it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Almanas laguz vegozeis. The Rabbi Yehuda, Meir, oh, Meir, mochalan alexuza, no, can't take that chance, and only allowed to sell if it's already cut. And Kalman, Almanas lig sarvakotze, the Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, selling stalks already ready to be cut, but they're not cut yet. Kalman aslik sarva kotzer. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do that and cut it afterwards. Or Mary, oh Mary, mochon ela katsura. So you have the same machlokas by all three cases, whether it's a tree, whether it's shachas, or whether it is kama, already standing grain. So betzricha, you need the machlokas by all three, says the Gemara. The Yeshminan Ilan, if you only had the machlokas by the tree, the first case, Pahakar Merbi Meir, maybe only there Rabbi Meir says that you have to have a cut already. Because there's no loss by keeping it still on the tree. The guy's not losing anything. It's not going to rot by having it longer on the tree. So therefore, we're having the tree there. So that's why we say that's why he says you have to cut it beforehand. Aval hai, dechi mashile pasid, but by the other ones, where the longer you leave it, it's going to start rotting. So ema modele Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. V'yesh b'inan b'hani tarti, and if you say that only had by these two, the machlokas b'shev delo yadi eshev chayu, because there the appreciation is not so nikar to the onlooker. Aval shachas di yadi eshev chayu, it's clear you're letting it grow until it becomes fully ripe. Ema modele the Rabbi Meir, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Meir there, that no, you can't let him do that, because that's a real Chanoya Bakarker. It's clear that he's making something on this and is appreciating the longer he has it. V'yeshmina Baha Kam Rabbi Meir. And if you only had that case, maybe only there Rabbi Meir demands it to be cut already. Ava Bahanach, but where it's not Nikar Shimchayu, Emod, let there be Huda. Maybe he would agree to Rabbi Huda, Tzricha. That is why we need all three cases. Again, interesting, the Gemara talks here about things growing. If a guy has it or if a Jew has it, right? This is talking about a specific type of plant. Sometimes things grow. The general Eretz Yisrael, we know the Gemara tells us in Chelek that there's a special promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that there will never be, the land in general won't blossom for the other nations. As we know, the world didn't blossom for all the other nations throughout the centuries until Klal Yisrael came back, and then it started blossoming for us at that time. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Chesam and Aleph, Amr Rabbi Abba, Ein Lucha Kes Megula Mizeh, Shenamar, based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Vatem Hare Yisrael, Anfachem Titenu, Ufer Yechem Tisu Laami Yisrael Vagomer. Right, Dafka, when we come back, and that's what we've seen over the past 150 years, right, the whole land was desolate, right, the authors used to write, Mark Twain wrote in the 1800s, there's no land that's as desolate as the land of Israel. And when Shivat Zion started back in the second half of the 1800s, 1900s, now we see unbelievable growth and unbelievable orchards all over the land, because that is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and that is what we That is what we are take with us, the Nechama, all the way until the Zman HaGeula. But that's in general. That's in general for the nation. But here we have specific trees. If it's caused to grow while a guy has it, so then that is a problem. Okay. Says the Gemara, that's why we have all three cases. Ibailu. So we have this triple machlokes when it comes to things growing out of the ground between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Behema manas lishchod ba. What about an animal? An animal manas lishchod. We know certain animals also one is not allowed to sell, to rent out to a guy, or even to sell to a guy specifically because it might lead you to rent it out. And we know if I rent out an animal and the guy works it on Shabbos, that could be my problem, right? Because my avadim have to rest on Shabbos, my behemoths have to rest on Shabbos, only my kalim don't have to rest on Shabbos. That's a machlokas b'shamay b'shalal, and we paskin shvisas kalim is mutter, right? One is allowed to have their kalim work for them on Shabbos, but the animals can't. So if a guy is working my animal, that's a problem. So Chazal asked even selling certain animals because one might come to rent it as well. So what about this case? What if you're going to sell an animal? I'm not lishchot. Mao ha some time am I sharia Yehuda to labor shu sekaimi v'lomati ma shiluhu. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say there in these cases of the growths? Why is that mutter? Because it's not in the guy's rishus. The Jew really owns the field, so he's going to make sure that the guy does it. The guy can't leave it there forever. But the animal, but there the animal goes into the rishus of the guy. So therefore, maybe he'll be mashe, and there will be a more reason lesser. Or we should say there's no difference between the two. And Toshma, the Brisa quotes it the same exact machlokas. Tatanya behema almenas lishchot ve. Shochet div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, so just make sure it's done afterwards. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mochler al Shchuta. Rabbi Meir says, no, only a Shchuta would be able to be sold. Good. That's finishing up the last one. Now we get to today's discussion. Says the Mishnah, Ein maskirin lahem batim be'eretz Yisrael ve'in sarach lomar sados. One is not allowed to rent out houses to idol worshippers in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Rashi says, because it's a Gerem Mishum Mechira. Why is Mechira us? That's the Issa D'Oraisa that we discussed on yesterday's daf. Lo titim lahem chanoya bekarka. Among other reasons that we had. But says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to even rent because of Gzeira Mishum selling. And then it says, Ain't Sarach Lamer Sados. Sados, surely you should be Usher. Why is it surely? So the Gemara is going to quote, there's a second problem by a Sada, not just because of Chanaya Bakarka, but because of the Hafka of the Mitzvahs of Tulias Baritz, as we'll see. But that's the first line of the Mishnah. Ubisuria, but in a place called Surya, which is up north of Eretz Yisrael, Maskir Lambatim Avalosados, one level down. You're allowed to rent out the houses because the whole thing is a Gzeira Mishum, and therefore this is somewhat of a Gzeira Lagzeira. Maskira is Mishum Mechira, and Surya is Mishum Eretz Yisrael. Avalosados, but Sados is still a problem, as we will see why in the Gemara. Ubechutz la'aretz, mochrin lahem batim, maskir and sados, devar of Meir. Meir says, benachutz la'aretz, you're allowed to even sell them houses. You're not allowed to sell fields, because that's gzeira atu eretz Yisrael, the fields, because there's two reasons by fields. That's why even a chutz la'aretz you have that. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi goes, knocks it down one notch each. Rabbi Yossi omer, ve'eretz Yisrael, maskir and lahem batim, avalo sados. In Eretz Yisrael, you can be maskir then batim, but not sados, because you have the other reason. Ubesuria, mochrin batim, umaskir and sados, one level more kal than the Tanakama. Ubechutzlaretz mochrin elu ve'elu, and in chutzlaretz you're able to sell both. Stop there for a moment. So what's the status of Surya? So this is a machlokas that comes up in a few places in Shas, Meseches Gittin, among other places, and that's the sugya of kibush yachid. Kibush yachid, as the Rashi quotes here, Surya Aram Tzova Usmucha l'Eretz Yisrael v'kibusha David conquered it v'chibra l'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And he connected it. He gave it the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Shalom al pidibur. What makes it kibush yachid? What makes it not regular Kedusha Sa'aretz? So Rashi Shita here and elsewhere is because he didn't ask the Urim Etumim, Ubaloshi Shemribo. It didn't go with all of Klal Yisrael. Vikari Le, kibush yachid. That is kibush yachid. That's what Rashi says also, as he's quoted by the other Rishonim in Meseches Gittin. And says the Rishonim, the Ritva here and the Tosfos there in Meseches Gittin, that they beg to differ because, after all, says Tosfos. You know, let's start with the Ritva. Says the Ritva right here on our Gemara, quoting Rashi. He says the Ritva. I'm sorry. Says the Kibush Rashi Zal Klomar. Shalohayu Shamur Vitumin, the Khal Yisra, Klomer, Shagavshadavish Lopi Dibra Veloshijam Ribo, Venonachon, Shay Kama Krachim Kavshim Oli Mitzrayim. There are many areas that the Oli Mitzrayim conquered. Shalohayu Shamur Vitumin, the Khal Yisrael, the Hachi Loavi Kibush Rabim, and you want to say they're all not Kibush Rabim? They're all Kibush Yachid? How could that be? Rather, the Pasuk says, Venova Halach, Vyarbim, and Asha Halach, Vayokar is Kenas, as we know the Psukim at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, doesn't say anywhere that's Kibush Yachid. So the Ritva here and the Tosfas there in Gittin Dafches says, no, it's based on the Sifri. Based on the Sifri, Tosfos says in Maseches Gittin, Mefarish Tamacher, Besof Parshas Vaya Ekev, Damashba, Shalufi, Shalom, Haisa, Adayin, Kol Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Kavusha. It's an order issue. The rest of Eretz Yisrael wasn't Nechbashes. Hashem said what you have to conquer and what you're allowed to conquer. Whatever you're adding on, that's fine, but it has to be adding on to the whole. Until you have the whole, then it's not acceptable to be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Kid Amar Hasam, Samach Liplatora Shalcha, Shalom Horashta, Pirish Yavusi, She Samuch Lirishalayim, Vyata Olech Lekovesh Aram Naharayim Baram Sova, Aval Acher Shakol Eretz Yisrael Kavshua, only after all Eretz Yisrael is Nechbash, Darish Hasam. It says, Midach Siv, Kamacham, Achetidro, Kafraglachem, Shakomasha, Yukovshim, Lichutz Laretz, Hayakadosh, Fafilu, Yachid. Once you have it all filled up, once all of Kudushas Aretz is there, so then you can add on to that. But it's an order issue and not the, and not an issue of the Urmatum and the Chulu. Rav Salvechik, when he had talked about this also, Kibush Yachid, what's every time something is without the Urim Tumim and without Dibur, that's Rashi. And Tosfos says, as long as Eretz Yisrael is conquered, so then everything. But says Rav Salvechik, there's still another added Tanai. Even after all of Eretz Yisrael is conquered, he gave a mashal. He says, if I bought my house in Boston and I have Kavana, that should be a part of Eretz Yisrael. It's part? Of course not. So there's an issue of all was done already and contiguous. Both of those. And he gives a mashal of a cup of wine. He says, Rav Shechter quotes this in Nefesh HaRav on page Pei Gimel. Mashal echad amamali koshal adala, achu mali akogodosav, v'yacharkach mamshich v'shofich od yayin al toch hakos. It's full, and I pour a little more in because of the koshal bracha to overflow on Motzi Shabbos. Asher memele zagorim lakach shayayin ol al gabi tzidi hakos v'nishbach lachutz. Says, that's Kedushas Haaretz. It has to be full first. Gamkein, berogel kedushas arzos anosafos. Shekedushas samvedim shachas imizeh. Shekedushas haaretz. Bizmashi melei akol godoseha. Once it's full, that's the pshat of Tosfos and the Ritva. Holech asihu mispashetas avilu mekomo shechutzala. Ubavad, right, if it's not full yet, that it can't be makadish outside. Ubavad shein smucho seleha. But only as long as it's contiguous. Shedekein efshar lekedushas haaretz. Leis pashet eleha. And then he gives the mashal that we just mentioned, Alvad Nira Pusher. Ho u Boston, he be Abasha Sacharis, it's a different continent. E Efsha B'shem Ofan, she despashi la Kedushas Aretz, the rock. At most, Europe, Asia, Africa, Shayach Lomer, Sha'atidai Eretz Yisrael, she despashi b'chol ha'aratzos. Then it's Shayach that it can spread because it's all contiguous with land. Okay, so that's a little bit about Kibush Yachid and the issues of Surya. Continues the Mishnah, after we had the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, ending the Mishnah, Af b'makom she'amar lahaskir, even in the places where it says to be that one could be maskir, in the places that we said, according to the Tanakama, that's in Surya, and even according to Rabbi Yossi in Eretz Yisrael, lo lebeis dira amru, not for the goy, not for the base over the Avodah Zorah to live there. Why? Because he's going to bring his idols in, right? Which sounds like the Mishnah is only talking about specifically idol worshippers, not just Umos Ha'olam. As the Pasuk says, you can't bring the To'eva. Avodah Zarah is one of the items in the Torah called an abomination. To'eva El Be'secha. And therefore, if you allow the idol worshipper to rent your house, he's going to bring his psalm in, he's going to bring his avodah zarah in, and that is not acceptable. Ask Tosfos, ask all the Rishonim here. So how is it that we are maskir diros to idol worshippers or to non-Jews? How is that possible? Bottom Tosfos. Yesh lefakpek amah yisomchin b'nei adam limkar v'lisk v'lahaskir, selling and renting b'atam lovet do kochavim v'af lebeis diri, even to live there. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Oh, you can only give it to them for storage, right? That's what Rashi says, for tzivi v'tivna. But Tosfos says it's not the minug. The minug is that it's done, always. So Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos, number one, quotes, maybe the only isser is b'kfius. When it's done b'kfius, when the guy's going to bring it in b'kfius. He says it's based on a Tosefta. Then Tosefta says, Mashma atam yishum shemachalik beimakom shemachnis avodas kochavim bekvius bein sheino machnis. Depends if he's bringing it in a kavua way. Ubahanach shomer eino machnis avodas kochavim bekvius shari. And if it's not going to be bekvius, then it's going to be mutter. Ulefize beisha avodas kochavim shebeinenu. They don't bring in a bikvias. Elak sheisha meis. When do they bring in some pesel? When they have somebody died. Oshin otalamus. Vegam osa shayin ovdim osam. And even there, they're not serving it. It's just there as a good luck charm or whatever it is. So then that would be okay, says Tosus, because it's not done bikvias. Tosus doesn't like that. Then Tosus goes to Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. I'll read it to you from the Ritva, because the Ritva adds in a line to the Shita of Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Why would it be mutter? Shalo amru b'mishna seinu ela b'makom sh'amru lahaskir bilvad. Where the iser is to be mocher, and you're only allowed to be maskir, so there, v'lo yitiru sham limkar, k'go n'eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi, v'suri l'Rabbi Meir, sh'keshem sh'achmiru b'machira l'mala sa'aretz, hachmiru b'schiris l'beis dira, ala b'chutz l'aretz mutter. Only in Surya and Eretz Yisrael are there limitations. But in Chutz La'aretz, you know, there would be more heterim, and that's what Tosfos says. And then Tosfos even has a line, and the Ritva even expands upon it within this Shita. Maybe in Chutz La'aretz is not even called your house. It's not even called your house. Something can only be called your house in Eretz Yisrael. That's the third to last line in Tosfos. Vayanira lo atam to bechutz la'aretz, lo mikri beischa. Ela ba'aretz. So it says, Lo sabi soiva el beisecha. So that's dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Wow, hashkafically and halachically. That's pretty amazing. All the in Eretz Yisrael, it's called your house. So Tosfos says, Akasha. So va'od kasha, the bottom line. So really? So what about mezuzah? It only has to be in beisecha. So in chutz la'aretz, you don't have to put up a mezuzah? Of course not. Od kasha, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Gabi mezuzah, the chsiv beisecha, hachanami tema, the mishi ishlo bayis bechutz la'aretz. Yipater min a mezuzah? Of course not, right? The Mishnah says beferish, the brisa in Menachas, da bem dalet, that there are different halachas. There are different halachas about renting in chutz la'aretz, if you're buying in chutz la'aretz, but it's clear that chutz la'aretz has a chiyuv of mezuzah. So this is a discussion in the poskim about how exactly there are kulas here, bizman hazeh. The Chashuk Echemed, Rav Zilberstein, has an interesting shaila here where he talks about what happens if a family has help, non-Jewish help, that come into the house, and on their necklace they have an Avodah Zarah. What if they have a cross? What if they have some type of Avodah Zarah? Maybe even they worship it. Maybe even they kiss it for good luck. Right? So is one allowed to bring that into the house? So he quotes our Gemara, and then it says, right, not for a Beis Dira, because they're going to bring in their Avodah Zarah, but the language of the Shulchan Aruch, based on what Tosfos said, is af b'malkam shah hitiru lahaskir lo hitiru l'otzar v'chayotzi bo avolo l'dira mebnei shemachnis l'tocho avodos kochavim b'keva u'mashma b'divish Shulchan Aruch sharakim machnis avodos b'keva avobofan arai mashma d'shari. And that's what the Rashba says also, quoted in the Beis Yosef and Arachayim, Imin Simin Tuf Bem, regarding chametz. Goy, the Rashba says, Maushi Yochal Chemso Bebeitzo Shei Yisrael, could a goy who's helping out in a Jew's house bring his chametz in and eat it there? Mishari li Yisrael lahanicho, lahakas chametz, she'ein zek avarazara, she'over aloso yiso abisek alo, tshuva, says the Rashba, dover baruhu, ze, she'em a kablin pikdonos min a goyim, b'shalo kibalav achrayis. If I wasn't a kabal achrayis, it's some type of arai, it's okay. So nireh she'bini donenu, she'anach riachniz avarazara lebeis b'yis ha'yisrael, both an arai, shalom idas Yisrael, ein baza iser. At the end, he tries to add on another element, which maybe he says he's not convinced of that one. We know the Gemara tells us in Git and Daf Ayin Ches, how does a woman get her get? What if a woman catches the get on her chest, in her basket? So what's Kalef Shalokech versus Mocher? But there are shitas that if she's holding it, if she has it on her, so that's hers. See, here too, it's on her neck. So is that really in the base Yisrael or not? Unless you say that's Dafka Gabi Kinyanim might be different than other contexts. But either way, this is a discussion that the Rishonim have on our Daf. Continues the Mishnah, u'bechol makom lo yaskir lo asa merchatz mibnei shehu nikra al shemo. And in any case, you cannot rent out your merchatz, the bathhouse, to the guy mibnei, because nikra al shemo, it's always called on a Jew's name, and if it's called on a Jew's name, so then it's usher. Why? People will see the bathhouse attendants heating up the bathhouse on Shabbos, and they'll think they're doing it for the Jew, and it'll be an issue of marasayin. Marasayin, we know Amir La'akim is also Durabanan, and hopefully we'll get to that a little bit later. But because of that, that's why it's Nikra al Shmo, and that's why it is a Maris Ayin issue, Rashi says. V'haroa, Shemachamim min b'Shabbos, whoever sees that it's being warmed on Shabbos, Omer will say, Shabalanim shluchin shel Yisrael heim. The Balanim, the people who work in the bathhouse, are shluchin shel Yisrael. Maris Ayin. So Maris Ayin, as we know, is a major topic. Maris Ayin and Chshad, those two are related to each other. Those two issues, Maris Ayin, the Sharm Sinai Balacha likes to quote some Achronim that say, it's Maris Ayin, so I'm only looking in one eye. Maris Ayin, is that Maris Einayim? Einayim, you wouldn't make such a mistake. Maris Ayin, only looking with one eye. But that's how people look. People look around them with one eye and not two. But either way, there are different concepts of Maris Ayin. Right, the Gemara, there's two other examples. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav, discusses if somebody gets their kalim, their clothing soaked on Shabbos, lo yishtachem lenagvam b'Shabbos. I'm not allowed to spread them out and put them in a place where I usually put freshly cleaned clothing to dry. Because Maris Ayin, people will think I wash them on Shabbos. It has to be only soaking and only a place, something that's usually washed at home and only in a place where I usually put my clean items, right? There's a lot of limitations, but that's the concept. Or chshad, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Gimel, if somebody has a house with two psachim at the chatzer, in the days of old, when people used to light, right, mamish outside, so you had to light two chanukiyot, because people will see one, and they'll see that you didn't light, and they would suspect that there's something wrong here. I just put that together, we put that together, the chshad and the maris ayin. There are some that are machalik. Some aren't machalik, but the chshad and maris ayin, they use it interchangeably, but we know, the Chemet discusses this in Chelek Beis, other places where he talks about the Maris Ayin, page 385, here, if you want to look it up, he discusses maybe there's a difference between the two. Rav Moshe Feinstein also, we like to quote the Tshuva, Rav Moshe, the difference between Chshad and Maris Ayin. By Chshad, one difference might be, by Chshad, I think that you're doing something wrong. The problem is where I'm making it hard for you to be down l'kav schus. That's Chshad. Maris Ayin is where they're going to think that it's mutter. They're going to think, that's why I'm going to go into a restaurant. They'll say, oh, I didn't know that's a kosher restaurant. And they'll come and do it. And they'll come violate. So that's different than chshad. By chshad, by the Gemara in the Shabbos, what, people are going to think you don't have to light chanukiyot? No, of course not. They'll know it's Chanukah. But it's just a question of they're thinking you're doing something wrong. Right? So that's one chiluk. Another chiluk that Stechemet has here is chshad hu kasher hadavar nir'eh le'olam shakul imu isro heter. It's 50-50. That's chshad. Maris Ayin is worse. Kasher nira la olam shadavar asur. Right, it seems that it is usur. And that's why there might be a difference between bitzina and befarhesia. Chshad is mutter bitzina, while Maris Ayin is usur afilu b'chadri chadar. They are interesting. Most assume that Maris Ayin is a din d'rabanan, but they are based on psukim. Right, it's a pasuk in Bamidbar. Perak lamid beis, pasuk habeis. V'yisem nikiyim mi'ashem u'mi'yisrael. That's the part in the Mishnah in Shkalim quotes that pasuk. Or, v'nimsachein, also this Mishnah, the Mishnah quotes here, in Perak Gimel, v'nimsachein v'seichal tov b'nei elokim v'yadam. Pasuk in Mishlei. But those are psukim that are the basis, but most assume that It is a drabbanan. It is an interesting machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim, whether one makes a bracha, that case of Chanukah. If you can light another Chanukiah, light another menorah, do you make a bracha on that one? Do you make a bracha on a mitzvah that's just done mishum chshad? So Pashas would be no, the Magen Avraham. Tafrei Shayin Zayin and Sif Dalet says no, the Prima Gadim there is not so convinced of that. But either way, Maris Ayin Chshad, an important topic, and this comes up over here, right here. That's why you're not allowed to sell, rent out the merchats, because that could lead to problems of people suspecting you of doing things. Good. This iser of lo savi soeva el beisecha, right, that is an iser darais. It's counted as one of the 613. The Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer HaChinuch discusses this in Tav Chav Tes 429. Shlo nadbik shum davar me'avodah zarah im mimamoneinu u'birshusein alahanospo. There shouldn't be anything related to avodah zarah in our assets, in our rishus. V'alzeh nemar lo savi so'eva al-beisecha. Not only getting benefit, or it just can't be here. Right, and obviously it's laharchik min avodah zarah. Ubichlal iser zeh bein, says the chinuch, bein avodah zarah atzma bein mishamshi tekrobish shalom bein avodah zarah shal yisrael or shal gai. Right, all this, anything having it in my house. And then the chinuch adds, interestingly, umin hanechla b'mitzvah zu shalom yad b'ka adam el mamono shechanano akel b'tzedek mamon acher shu shal gezel o chamos o marbis o mikol davar mechuar. right, taking the money that Hashem gave me and I mix it with interest or stolen money or other. Shekol ze bechlal misham she'avodah zarehu. Whoa. This is all part of Misham she'avodah zarah. What does that have to do with avodah zarah? She'yetzer leif ha'adam ra chomedoso. Umivio alabayas. Ve'yetzahara nikra b'shem avodah zarah. Wow. Don't bring avodah zarah into your house. Don't bring money, sin money. Ukmo sha'amru zachron alavracha. Shabone Amar Pen Yedav and Lovcha Bilial, Fixiv bin Yavar Zara, Benashim Bene Bilial, that is the Chinuch's extension of any type of money that is gotten in an illegal way, that's Velosavi Soeva El Beisacha. The Minchas Chinuch here has an interesting suffix, whether one would be Chayiv Malkus in a case of letting the guy bring it in. Let's say our case. The case, let's say you did the Beis Dira. You let him come into the Beis Dira. So you're going to violate. Do you get Malkus for that? Do you get Malkus for somebody else's violation in that case? So the Minchas Chinuch is not convinced that that is true. Ubevada ein lokan alachnosas avod zara ay de goy. De iu lav miu avit. Avo bemachnes labeso biadayim. If you bring it in, even if you have no kavana to be mahat nana from it, nira da over in balavazeh, de lo savi, the isra is lo savi, v'uroi lokos gamkein, milavzeh, v'tzarech iyan ksas. Not 100%, 95%. Right, tzarech iyan ksas. That's the sefer achinach. Any type of illegal money or illegal asset that I bring into my house is a violation of lo savi, so eva el besecha. Good. Says the Gemara, my ain tzarech lo marsados. Back to the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you cannot rent out houses to idol worshippers in Eretz Yisrael, and surely sados. What's the surely? Ilema mishum de ispatarti is because it has a double problem. Chada chanayis karka. One is giving them a foothold in the land of Eretz Yisrael, God's palace. You're letting in idolaters. Vechada to come mafkal b'meiser. And number two, by a field, because you're also being motzi it from meiser being done. That gets into the sugya of yesh kinyan or ain kinyan, whether a guy's bilus removes. But even if a guy's bilus doesn't remove, but if he has it, I can't take meiser from that field to come mafkalemi meiser. So if that's true, say ihachi batim nami ikatarti. Batim also has two, doesn't it? Chada chanoyas karka v'chada to come mafkalemi mezuzah. Number one, chanoya giving him a foothold. Number two, I'm not going to be able to do the mezuzah if he's living there. So the Gemara says, come on, that's not a good comparison. Avrav Misharshia, mezuzah chovas hador hu. The mezuzah is a chovas hador. The mezuzah goes by who's living there. So therefore, there's no, I'm not losing out on the mitzvah mezuzah if I'm not living there. But Eretz Yisrael, there's some objective value. Eretz Yisrael itself screams out kedusha and mitzvah satluyos ba'aretz. And that's very different than a house screaming out for mezuzah. And therefore, you have that chelik. So we can talk about both of these ideas. First, let's talk about the kamafkami mitzvahs. Interesting. One might think, okay, I'm not in the situation of doing the mitzvah. I'm not in the situation of doing the mitzvah. It's not my fault. The answer is no. We know we have the hashkafa of, we always try to put ourselves into the situation of mitzvos, right? Especially by mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz. The Gemara says this already a number of times. The Gemara, in the beginning of Ketzad Mevarchin, says the Gemara on Chaf Lamed Vava Mabez. Lamed Hema Bez. Sorry, Lamed Hema Bez in Brachos. Amar Rav Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bo Re'ei, Shloka Doris HaRishonim, Doris HaRachronim. The earlier generations were tzaddikim. Doris HaRishonim, what did they do? Asu Toras on Keva, Malachtan Arai. Zuvuzun is Kaima B'yodan. Doris HaRachronim, they on Malachtan Keva, Utaras on Arai, Lonis Kaima. Next line, I'm sorry, this is the one. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bo Re'ei, Shloka Doris HaRishonim, Doris HaRachronim. Doris HaRishonim, Hayamachnisin Peiro Sehen, Derach Traximon, Kedela Chayiv B'meiser. The earlier generations brought their fruits straight into the house because they wanted to make sure there was a chiva meiser. Doros ha'achronim, machrisim peirosein. There is gagos, karpifos, k'delapachem and a meiser. And their later generations, they did everything. They brought him through the roof. They brought him through the windows to prevent the chiva of meiser from kicking in. Damar Abyanai, ein atavol mischai b'meiser, ad sheyirae p'nei habayis. So there's no rias p'nei habayis. So then there's no chiv. And the Gemara gives the clear indication that that's not a good thing. Why? Because they're pottering, they're being mafkia from the mitzvah. Exactly what our Mishnah, our Gemara says. If you're being mafkia from mitzvos, that is not the Hashkafas HaTorah. Right, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the first parak of Sota. Why, asked the Gemara, did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? What, he wanted to eat from the fruits? He loved, he couldn't wait to taste the delicious peros ginosar. Says the Gemara, Darash Rav Simloi, Mipnei man is ave Moshe Rabbeinu likanes Eretz Yisrael, v'chilecho mipir Yehutzarech, ol espo mituva hutzarech. That's the lashon that we say in Alamichya. Elakach Amar Moshe. Moshe says, Har be mitzvos disavo li Yisrael. Vein miskayim in Elab Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvos that only exist in Eretz Yisrael. Ekanes ani la'aretz kadesh yiskayimu kulan al yadi. I want to go in. I want to fulfill them. Hashem says, I'll give you the credit. Moshe says, not interested. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu had a desire, had a thirst of doing the mitzvos. Not just to get the credit for them, to do the mitzvos itself. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu had a yearning to do. And he got this from, we get it from Moshe Rabbeinu, and keep going back, right? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, right? The story at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, where Avram Avinu was sitting after the operation, looking out, and Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit him. Doesn't say a word. Vayera. It's the only time in the Torah where Hashem comes to visit somebody without saying a word. He just came to be friends, right? That's some of the Achronim say. He came to hang out with Avram Avinu. And yet he saw Avram Avinu was in so much pain, even more pain from the fact that there were no guests than the pain of the operation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to give you some guests. The problem is going to give him some guests, but why was Avraham in pain? That's the question. If there were guests that he couldn't bring in, then fine, I understand. But here, there were no guests. It was like, Ramosha Feinstein asks, it was like Tuesday afternoon, somebody crying that it's not Shabbos. Why are you crying? It's not Shabbos. It'll be Shabbos in a couple of days, right? It's just not, the situation is not here. Says Ramosha, because Avram didn't do chesed because, you know, it was something that he had to do. But it was because something that he wanted to do and he needed to do. And because of that, even if the situation didn't express itself, present itself, he needs to do it. V'tzarech lomar, do mi yitzad etzema ava l'chesed. Mitzum yuchedes she'odam yis'ave lasos chesed. V'lachin, says Rav Moshe, in Parshas Vayera, k'she'odam yis'ave l'echol v'chadome, midram gashmiyim. A person has a taiva to eat. Av she'lo lo yiu lo v'lo yuchal asikim. Even if there's no food there, if he's starving, he's starving. So Avram Avinu was starving for chesed. That was his bachus, that's who he was, and therefore, he had to do it, he needed it. And that's the hashkafa that we have. And that, of course, is the Pesach Sheni hashkafa, where Lama Nigara, right, these people, they don't have to do Korban Pesach. And what do they say? We don't want to lose out. We don't want to lose out. Again, we have this by all the greats in history, all the biblical figures. They tell the story about somebody once went to Radin, and he was went to the Chavetz Chaim's house, and it was late at night, and it was snowing and freezing, and he went in, and he all of a sudden he's going towards the Chavetz Chaim's house. And he sees in the distance some figure in the snow looking around, and he gets closer and closer, and sees it's the Chavetz Chaim, and he says, "Rebbe, what are you doing outside on such a cold, freezing night?" Chavetz Chaim says, "I didn't do Kiddush Levana yet. I'm looking for a second. Maybe I'll see a moon." He's putter. It's freezing. It's snowing. Go inside. You missed it. The answer is that's not our attitude. Our attitude is not to miss it. Our attitude is to love the mitzvahs. And we even had this one more example, right? Moshe Rabbeinu and Avram Avinu and Pesach Sheni and the Gemara Brachas. We had this already back earlier, a few weeks ago, beginning of the Masechta, Dav Gimel. Remember the case? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Umos HaOlam a chance to do one more mitzvah. So he gives them the mitzvah of sukkah, mitzvah kala yeshli. And what do? They go out, and it's boiling hot, and they kick down the sukkah. And the Gemara says, I'm mitztar pater. Right? Why is there a Jew any different? The answer is, because mitztar walks out, but you walk out sheepishly. You walk out very sad that you can't do the mitzvah. We're not happy that we can't do the mitzvah. Right? We wish we could do the mitzvah. Right? And they said, yeah, well, this is enough. I'm getting out of here. So that's the opposite type of approach. But again, there's a problem with this hashkafa. But again, and the Ravid says right here, there's the Issa Drabanan Lahafkia Midei Mitzvos. So that is one side. The other side, and then we'll continue the daf, is the issues that come up here of mezuzah. You know, mezuzah, chovas hador. Mezuzah is a very unique and very special mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah that we have where dafka the Rishonim, right, and talk about the element of shmira when it comes to a mezuzah. The Torah talks about it. The Torah in the beginning of the mezuzah, it's Simon Reish Pehei, and some of the mefarshim on the Torah wonder why he says this. He says the Torah, besides, he talks about arichas yamim, and then he says, ugedola mizu, shabayis nishmar al yada, the house is guarded, kamosha darshu b'pasach, Hashem shomrecha, melech basav adam, right, this is the unkelis gemara that we had earlier, on daf yod aleph, right, melech basav adam, yibifnim, b'avadav shomar nesumi b'chutz, and you're sleeping, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu watches you outside, and that's where you put it towards the outside. The Rambam, if you remember, we mentioned, the Rambam says, don't think that that's the only mitzvah, it's not just about shmira, right, it's about doing the mitzvah itself. The Rambam says very strongly in Perek Hey Alach Adalet, Aval Elu Shekosvin Mi Bifnim Shemos Hamalachim O Shemos
Kedoshim, oh, Pasigo Chosamas, people who write these extra things. Harehein Bechlau, Misha Einlam Chelav Olamaba. Sheilu Atipshim, Lodai Lamshim, they write extra things, not on the back, where some people write Shakai and others, but they write on the front, because they're doing it for the skula element of mezuzah. Not only are they ruining their mitzvah, but they're taking Asu mitzvah gedola, Shei Yichud Shashem Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, V'yavasu V'avodasu Kilui Kimiya, Shalanoi Zatzman. It's like people who hang mezuzahs in their, you see sometimes some cars, some drivers, who hang the mezuzah on the rear view mirror. That's not a mezuzah. That's some cloth that's hanging there, but it's nothing. That's not the power of the mezuzah. You have to first do the mitzvah, and then memelo you'll have shmirah from the mitzvah. But if I don't do the mitzvah, then there's nothing to talk about. But that's what Unkelus was saying that we had 10 daf ago back on Daf Yadal. But again, this is a major mitzvah. Every second that we have it on our house, it's something special. The Menachas Chinuch discusses, right, every second. It's not like, okay, I don't have it, I'll get it tomorrow. No, every second of mezuzah, every second of tzitzis, it's a very special mitzvah. The Rambam says it wakes us up from our sleepwalking through life. The Rambam says this in the last halacha of Hilchot Mezuzah. Chayev Adam Lizar b'mezuzah mebnei shehi choves hakol tamid. It's a constant chiyuv, and as long as we walk in, v'chodvan sheikanis v'yetze yifka b'yichud Hashem, shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yizkar ahavaso, v'yeir mishenaso v'shkiyosav b'havle yazman. What a beautiful lashon, right? They have that lashon in Hilchos Tshuva too. That's what the shofar does. The Yeda, and to know, this is a refrigerator Rambam, to put this Rambam on the fridge. She'ein davar ha'omei lo'olam olamei olamim, el yediyas sur olamim. The only thing that's eternal in life is knowledge of God and connecting to Him. Umiyad, and that's what we think about when we pass in the room. Umiyad uchozer l'daito v'holech v'darchei mishar. That's the mezuzah. It's a chov, that's why it's a choves ador. The chov of the one who lives there, because that's the one who's going to see it. If I own a property and I'm never there, so then the whole purpose of mezuzah is not fulfilled. Right? Laman, certain mitzvos are there to remind us. Tzitzis, laman tizkaru. Right? The three laman mitzvos. Right? That mezuzah is not one of them, but mezuzah has this element as well, according to the Rishonim. Okay, let's continue. Again, a lot more, but now let's get into the Gemara. So, my ain't Sarach Lomar, so we did the first part, I'm sorry. Besuria. Maskirin batim v'chulu. So, maishna mechira delo, mishum mechira deret Yisrael. Why in Syria do we say that you can't, why do we say that you can't sell, right? You can only rent mishum mechira deret Yisrael. So, yachim mischiris nami nigzar. But schiris do. Schiris deret Yisrael is aser. So, why do we allow schiris in chutz laaretz? According to the, in Syria, according to the Tanakhama. So, higufa gzera, vana nekav nigzar gzera gzera. It itself is a gzera, and we can't make a gzera l'gzera. Right, we're not allowed to do that. Right, that's based on the Rashi. Rashi in Maseches Beitza discusses this as well. Rashi quotes the Makar for this halacha. Let me just find the Rashi. Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Beitza on Beis Mabeis on the bottom. Rashi says because Chazal don't have the power to make such a gzera l'gzera. Says Rashi, find the lashon. V'hadamrina b'kulei shas she'in gozrin gzera l'gzera mehai kra nafka v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres shelo yasu gzera l'gzera asu mishmeres l'mishmarti v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres l'mishmarti. Chazal were given certain power to make laws, but they can't make laws to extend on top of their laws, right? Gzera l'gzera, they only have law rights to protect the Torah, but not to protect their own laws. Unless they feel that if their law is gone, then the Torah is going to fall right away. So sometimes we find the concept of kula chad gzerahi. Okay, says the Gemara. So that's why we're not gozer schirus in Syria. Says the Gemara about schirus sadeh to be Syria to gzera l'gzerahi v'kagazrinan. So what about schirus sadeh? The Tanakhama says you can't be maskir sadeh in Syria. Isn't that a gzera l'gzera? No. The Tanakhama holds that kibush yachid is shma kibush, and therefore suri is a din daraisa. It's daraisa, that's why it's just schiris atu mechira. Sade to ispe tarti gazrubei rabbanan, batim to lesbutai to gazrubei rabbanan. And that's why sade, which has both elements, also hafka mi maisris, so that's why we're gozer. But batim, for houses, it doesn't have that second element, so that's why we were not gozer. The chutzlaris v'chulu sade de ispa, and now we have chutzlaris v'tanakama. You're allowed to sell houses and rent out fields. So again, sade is one step more chamor. Sade de ispa tarti gazubu rabbanan, batem dasbu tarti lo gazubu rabbanan. Period. Rabbi Yossi Omer be'eretz Yisrael maskir lem batem v'chulu my taima. Why does Rabbi Yossi go one step down, but he still also has the chilek? Sados disbu tarti gazubu rabbanan, batem dasbu tarti lo gazubu rabbanan. Period. Ubisuria mochrin v'chulu. So why does Surya totally mutter? Well, the Tanakhama held kibush yachid shma kibush. So what must Rabbi Yossi hold? My time at Kasavra kibush yachid lo shme kibush. V'sada dis batardi gazubu rabbanan, because it still has the second problem of hafka mi maestris. Batem deles butardi lo gazubu rabbanan. Good. Ubechutzlaretz mochrin, last line. Rabbi Yossi is chutzlaretz. You can do everything. Mochrin, my taima, kiva, nemerchak lo gazrina, and it's so far away, we are not gozer, right? The mitzvah atzlius ba'aretz, to the close by lands, that we could talk about. But not the other halachas. Amar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yudam, halachas like Rabbi Yossi, that we would allow, in this case, in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Rav Yosef, Ubilvad, Shlo Yasana Shchuna. As long as it's not made into a Shchuna. What's a Shchuna? A whole neighborhood. How much is a neighborhood? You can't sell a bunch of houses or rent out a bunch of houses. The Kama Shchuna, Tane, Pshuna, Pachosa, Pchusa, Mishlosha, Bnei Adam. Three people. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Falechush, maybe, Dilma, Azal, Ha Yisrael, Umazvin, Lechalo, Vikochavim. A Jew will sell to one idol worshiper, for Azal Hech, and that idol worshiper will then split his house into three and sell to two others, and then it'll be a Shchuna. Umazman Lutray. So Amrabaya, Alifne Mifakdinan, Alifne Delifne Lo Mafakdinan, as we had earlier back on Daf Yudalid, but there it was literal. Tosfos points out here it's just a Lashon Mushal. It just means it's too far, too many steps. Right. Hai Simana Ba'alma, Tosfos says who? Klomar, Lochule Ailo Chashina. We're not Choshe so far. Or Tosfos says may take it a little more literally. Kivan de Isser Shchuna, Shalo Yavo Hezek Li Yisrael, Kari Le Michshol, Lifne Iver. Right? It's still more far fetched. Asi Ladei, this case. What's the issue about having them as a shchuna? So some say because it could cause danger to Jews. You have a bunch of the idolaters together. That's a problem. Like if you look at some of the stories, I mean, I was reading recently one of the memoirs of one of the Holocaust survivor. They said whenever there was a Nazi alone, Mela. But if they were ever two together, yeah, it's a lot more trouble. Because two together, they have to start showing off and boasting what they could do to a Jew. It was always terrible. It was always terrible. But it's even more terrible where there was two, and that's what it says here. Once you have a shchuna, which is three, it's even worse. The Mordechai says right here in Tuf Hey, so maybe this is only where the Jews and the non-Jews live somewhere close to each other. If it's a place where it's totally not a Jewish area, so then maybe there's nothing to worry about. He says, Mishum Dilma Miyatsu Eitzal Yisrael Hadar B'Shchuna Seha V'Katzli Leo Maskile, they'll kill us, they'll hurt us. Ulahai Taima Im Ein Yisrael Dor B'Choloso Rechov Mutter Limkar Afilu Ovdi Kochavim. The Mordechai says, then that would be allowed. There is a machlokes whether this issue of Shchuna, is that only in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam says it's only in Eretz Yisrael. In Perek Yud, if Hilchas Avodah Zarah, but the Ritva here and the Shach quotes this that no, once it's usser, then even a chutzlaris, if the issue is the danger, so then even a chutzlaris, one would say that is a danger, and therefore it wouldn't be limited. Afilu bechutzlaris, says the Ritva, the hashta v'kfiyusa tuva v'gazrinan v'ein shchun v'brachim b'nosh v'nei adam b'shlosh shabbatim v'chein halacha. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Af bimakom sha'amru lahaskir. So even in a place where they said you're allowed to rent, so says the Ritva, that language, that word bimakom is kind of extra. It could have just said Af sha'amru. Bimakom sha'amru lahaskir sounds like there are places that it's allowed and there's places that's not allowed. So mechlal di'ika tuchta d'lo mogri. So that last line of the Mishnah sounds like there are places that it's asur lahaskir. Says the Gemara, Vistama Kribi Meir. That sounds like Stam Kribi Meir earlier in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yossi, the Chalduchta Mogri. According to Rabbi Yossi, the only Isser would be Mechira in some places. Mechira in Eretz Yisrael. But Haskara is always Mutter, so therefore that last line seems to be like Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Meir's opinion, not like Rabbi Yossi. Good. Ubechol makom lo yiskar v'chulu. And in any case, you can't sell it to as a merchatz because it's nikra shmo, and it'll be maris ayin because the guy will be using it, and they'll think it is a guy doing the work for a Jew. Tanya, Rishim Ben Gamliel Omer, says the Tosefta, Lo Yiskar Adam Merchas Ol Ovi Kochavim, Rabbeisha Nikra Al Shmo, Vo Ovi Kochavim Ze Oseh Bo Malacha, V'Shabbos Ez V'Yom Tovim, and the guy will do Malacha for on Shabbos and Yontif. And even if they know it's owned by a Jew, they'll think the guy is doing work for a Jew. That's also Aser. We know that three different shitas, three different days in the Rishonim. What is the source for Amir La'akum? Right, the Rambam says Amir La'akum is because Gzeira, if you tell a guy to do it, then you might come to do it. You might come to do it. Rashi at the end of Masechah Shabbos says that the Shlichus L'chumra. The Shlichus L'chumra when it comes to a Jew and a non-Jew, even though there's usually no Shlichus when it comes to Jew and non-Jew. And then we had earlier that the third Makar, and that is maybe it's V'daber Davar, a violation of V'daber Davar, and that is something that we've discussed. Those are the 3 days, and again, there's Chilukim, right, that one has to be aware of in terms of telling it straight and telling it hinting. Hinting doesn't always work, and sometimes you don't even need to hint, right? The Shmir Shabbos goes through this at length in his in the Hakdama to where he discusses Amir La'akum. But again, it's something serious that we have to be aware of. Of course, the concept of Shvus to Shvus, B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam Tzorech, very important Halacha L'maisa discussions that that we should have at a certain point. But let's continue, though. Says the Brisa. So the Brisa said that you can give it to a guy because he's going to work. So we're mashma, avo l'kusi mai. Why we dafka say guy in the Tosef? L'kusi mai, to a kusi, to one of those nation of Kusa that the Sancheirav put in, and they didn't accept Torah Sheval Peh ultimately. Mai shari, right? Is it mutter? Because they wouldn't do it on Shabbos. But kusi emer ovid be malacha b'chol shamoed. So finally, won't do it on Shabbos. But on the malacha b'chol shamoed, the Yisra malacha b'chol shamoed is not beferish in the Torah. Right, we'll discuss that, I think, in the next year. Right, it's not beferish. It's masra kasav l'chachamim. So he did the kusi, doesn't accept that. So b'chol shamoed and nami avdinan. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, we could also do malacha b'chol shamoed. Right, we have the five heterim. So if we're doing it, maybe it's included one of those heterim, sara chamoed and maisa hetiot and any of those heterim. So nami avdinan. So there's no problem with a kusi doing it, because our doing it also would be able to be mutter. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about chalamoid for a minute. Abel says, and we're also mashba, not just the kusi diak, but only a problem is the bathhouse. Abel sadeo lovi kochavim my shari, but a field to a guy in chutz laretz is also mutter. My time of why? Why don't we think that this is a Jew's, people are going to think it's a Jew's field and a guy's working there? Arisa rususei kavid. No, they'll think that the aris is the guy is a sharecropper and he's working in his own field. So merchatz nami amri arisa rususei kavid. Why wouldn't people think that about the bathhouse too? Maybe the guy is being an aris, so to speak. Arisa de merchatz lo avdi inshi. People don't make arisus for their bathhouses, and therefore that is why we don't have such a, we have a chshash by the bathhouse, but we don't have a chshash by the fields. Just one other halacha we'll talk about, I think, the next year. We talk about the malacha of chalamoid, but there is a major discussion about tefillin on chalamoid. As we know, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch discusses a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah about wearing tefillin on chalamoed. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we do not wear tefillin on chalamoed. Similam and Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, "B'chalamoed gamkein asur lani tefillin." It's aser. Why? Because chalamoed is yontif, and that's an os. And wearing tefillin will be a mezilzul in the os of yontif. She may chalamoed gamkein os. And the Ramah quotes the Rush. What's fascinating is that there's no clear cut raya in Shas about this. Or is there? Or is there? There's no Gemara that says, you don't wear tefillin on chalamoid, you do wear tefillin on chalamoid. There are a couple of Gemaras that the Achronim, the Avnei Nezer quotes one Gemara in Maseches Krisus and others, Rav Moshe Salvechik and Rav Chaim Salvechik discuss, they thought it was a Beferish Gemara also in Maseches Arachin. Which Gemara? Arachin Dafyud, which talks about Hallel. What are the requirements for saying Hallel? So the Gemara says, the 18 days you say Hallel in Eretz Yisrael, and 21 days in Chutzlaris, they say full Hallel. So the Gemara says, why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos, right? So it's not called a Moed, right? Why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Lo Ikdish Basiyas Malacha? Why don't you say Hallel on the last days of Sukkis, unless it's a Pesach, because it doesn't have a separate carbon. Wow, says Rav Salvechik, says Rav Moshe Salvechik. But one second, why didn't we give the same answer by Chol HaMoed, Pesach, that is lo ikdish basiyas malacha? It doesn't have an isur malacha. The answer is it must have an isur malacha with heterim. But mahus chalamoed has a full isur malacha with heterim, and that's why you should say Hallel for that reason. The only reason you don't say Hallel is on Chol HaMoed Pesach is because of the lack of a separate unique carbon, which reflects a separate Kedushas Hayom. That's why Rav Shachter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi that this shita of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and he quotes in the footnote, Hayanoik shalom laniyat tefillin b'chol shamoy, kedas agra. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik did not put on tefillin on chol hamoed. V'chein nag rabbeinu, and so too Rav Soloveitchik. Upam b'yalduso, when Rav Soloveitchik was young, he asked his father, is there not even a suffix? Right? You might as well put it on without a bracha. It's a major machlokas. Isn't there a machlokas Rishonim about this? Rebbe Zalveitchik told him, it's not a suffix. Mehak gemara bet de'erachin misbar lehedya shekdushas cholo shamoet shavehi lekdushas yantif. It's exactly equal kedusha. Amazing. So that Gemara, it was Mefurish, according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Again, the Avnei Nezer had a different Gemara that he thought was Mefurish, based on a Gemara about Ger Toshav and what kind of malacha, what kind of work that he does to not violate a Ger on Shabbos. But either way, that is a little bit about tefillin and Chol HaMoed in terms of an os. Because as we know, you can't choose, right? Shabbos, not allowed to wear tefillin, right? Because you always need two osos. So tefillin is an os, and mila is an os. Shabbos and yontif is an os, and mila is an os. But to have three, tefillin and mila, and Shabbos and yontif, that's a zilzal on the os. I think the Radvaz, the Berki Yosef discuss what happens if somebody doesn't have a bris mila for some reason. He's an arel, right? He had mesu echa machmas mila. Should he wear tefillin on Shabbos and yontif? Because he doesn't only has one os, so maybe he should wear tefillin in that case. Okay. Either way, okay, this is Daf Chaf Aleph. Again, the next couple of Dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and again, I apologize, it was done Slichas time a couple of years ago, and therefore the Dafim are somewhat shorter and maybe not as comprehensive, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll have other times to talk about all of these topics at a later date. The Be'ez Hashem will pick up when I get back from my travels.